case your people are jealous, it got cold in New York and Miami. Went down.
My wife is checking it every day for next week, you know, and she's saying, oh, it looks like it's getting colder.
Went down to 50.
Drop a little bit.
Hey.
Well, tough. Thank you.
Okay. I think he went down below 50 today. But I think it's supposed to get warmer again.
Oh, climate change.
Yeah, I heard Miami's pretty cool these days.
Yeah, today. Yesterday and today went down to 50.
47 degrees, I heard.
47, okay. Yes. Yes, we had a coastal. I even got a notice from the city of Miami to be wary that there's a cold spell coming. Stay healthy. Stay safe. They send out a special text to the whole city that you have to be aware that there's a cold spell coming. All right. So you people don't have to be so jealous.
Be happy we're not in Minneapolis.
What's in Minneapolis?
Very cold.
Yeah.
There is zero.
Zero.
Fahrenheit.
Okay. Very good. Fine. Smach wherever you are. Okay. All right. So let's start a little bit. But we just get another person. Get them in. Okay. So we were up to the excise and the sivas. So again, where are we holding? So
recording?
Someone's recording, yes. Someone, we ready? Chaim Gordon's recording. We don't see you, Binyamin. Yesterday you were dressed up so fancy. You know, you're always in a new place. Okay. Anyway, so we said, oh, now you're back.
My 75th birthday for my father-in-law yesterday. So
okay, you're back in your normal Phoenix.
I was in Phoenix yesterday too. I just was. We had to, the thing was called for the 7 o'clock local, which is the end of the shear time. So
okay,
and they had to do pictures beforehand and whatever.
Okay, very nice.
That's why I was so fancy. My mother-in-law wouldn't appreciate if I showed up like this.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get back here. So we have as follows: the Pura Charifta is asking a kash on the Rush. Why does the Rush bother bring a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis? All you can prove from that Gemara is that according to the Dei Rishayna, who holds that Dawud Amis is kind of Rishus Arabim, that it doesn't work by Geneva. But it has no relevance to Rav Sheshes. We pass in Halacha like Rav Sheshes. So the Shaka is a kasha. What do you mean? If the Tanakhama holds that Dawud Amis doesn't work for Shusa Rabim, who are then the Tanakhama holds that doesn't work in a Simta? Because it's one Takana. The Chazal did not make, obviously the Tanakhama holds that they didn't make the Takana of Dawud Amis for Gneva. And so Mimele Rav Sheshes also will agree that they don't make the Takana of Dawud Amis for Gneva. Nafkamina will be the Gabi Simta. Not going to make it's not Mistavra to make a brand new machlokes between Rav Sheshes and the Dei Rishayna, whether Dawud Amis works by Gneva or not. That's a brand new machlokes, and there's no reason to make a whole new machlokes between Rav Sheshes and the Dei Rishayna. They're only arguing on a side point, so to speak, whether it is Dawud Amis or Shusa Rabin, but whether it's Dawud Amis by Gneva. That's not telling you what, there's no reason to assume they argue in such a thing. So therefore, if the Tanakhama holds that it doesn't work by Geneva, so Rav Sheshes also could hold it doesn't work, and then Afkamina and it got me symptom. So Everett decides that you're right in Lumdus, you're right, that you could learn out. And there's the way we were saying it is, and in Lumdus, you're wrong, that you can't learn out from either Shusha Rabim to Simta, or from the Tanakhama, from Dei Rishayna to Rav Sheshes. But the Ksais is saying, no, you're right in Lamdas. You can learn out from the Dei Rishayna that if he holds it, there's no Takana of Dawud Amis, Birishus Arabim, who are then there's no takana of the Avodamas besimta in Rosheshes. But it's not relevant because there's no nafgamina whether or not there's a takana of the Avodamas to Geneva and a simta. Because since every a Geneva, you have to do a Maisa Geneva. The Maisa Geneva is you have to bring it into the Chatzar. And so that's already a Mishicha. So if you're bringing it to a Simta, so there's not relevant if you have a Kenyan Dawud Amis, because Daumine, the Kenyan Dawud Amis, you're always going to have a Kenyan Chatzar. Bishnama, if you're in the town and they're Rishaina, that you're working with it, Mishisar Rabbim. So then there's a relevance because Mashicha doesn't work. It's not a Kenyan when you bring it into Mishisar Rabbim. So therefore, you don't have a Kenyan Mashicha, but you have a Kenyan Dawud Amis. You did a Mashicha to bring it to the Mishisar Rabbim. If you were the Shahid is, you have a Kenyan Dawud Amis or not. So that would be relevant. So the Rush is right. If the Rush was discussing Shara Libet de Hilchasa, he wants to know, according to Deri Shaina, does Dawud Amis work for Mishisar Rabbim? That makes sense because there's an Afkamina. Afkamina would be if you were Moshech into Mishisar Rabbim, Mashiach is not a Maisa Kenyan, but it helps bring about the Kenyan of Mishisar Rabbim. So therefore there's a Maisa Geneva. But since Mishisar Rabbim is not kinda, so the only case you would have is your Moshech into a Simta. If you're Moshech into a Simta, so Daumine, the Kenyan of Dawud Amis is not relevant because you have the Kenyan of Mashicha. That's exciting. Okay, it's a little, tricky. He figured out that you always, every time in Simta, you always have a Kenyan Mashicha. So comes along the Kuntres, the Nesivas. And the Nesivas says, right, that was exciting. Right, is that okay? I don't know if we read the exciting yesterday inside. I think we read it mostly inside.
How's it concise to know that the Mashiach works the same way as Dawud Amis, the guy that is Kenyan?
It doesn't work the same way. It's a Kenyan.
It doesn't work by Mashiach Rabbim.
Okay, but that's because it's not a Maisa Kenyan. But Mashiach...
We still give Dawud Amis, right?
What?
But yet we would still have a Havmin to give Dawud Amis, right? We would have a Havmin to give a Geneva, right?
Okay, because it's a different Kenyan.
Right.
Not because Geneva is more Mako, it's because the Dawud Amis would be working with Mishisar Rabbim also. You're from Mitzia. In other words, Geneva might have the same, theoretically, the Havmin before the Rush, the Havmin is that Geneva has the same Gidre Kenyan as everything else. So if you want to be kind of a chayfetz, mitzia, matana, mekachu, mevker, you can be kind of with mishicha in a simta. You can't be kind of with mishicha in a rishisar rabbim. You can be kind of with Dawud Amis in a rishisar rabbim, according to Dei Rishayna. You can't be kind of, and according to Rosh Hashanah, you can't. So the hamina was, before the rush, that Geneva has all the exact same gedarim. So, okay, so therefore, according to Deri Shaina, you'd be kind of Geneva in Mishisar Rabbim, just like you're kind of Mitzir Mishisar Rabbim, but you're not kind of with a Kenyan Mesira. That's with Kenyan Dawud Amis. But Kenyan Mesira, Mashiach, does not work in Mishisar Rabbim, just like it doesn't work for Mitzir Mishisar Rabbim.
And how would Dawud Amis work for the Deri Shaina? The God be Geneva and Mishisar Rabbim. If I have to do a Maisa Kenyan, but I don't have to do it. There is no Maisa Kenyan. It's Dawud Amis.
You have to do a Maisa Kenyan. The Kenyan is the Kenyan Dawud Amis.
Okay.
You have to do a Maisa Geneva.
Say Maisa Geneva of the Maisa Geneva and Hamid. How would that have worked if I'm not doing a Maisa? What do they think that was working
with? You're doing a Maisa of bringing it into the Chatzar, into the Dawud Amis. So you're doing a Maisa, which is bringing about the Kenyan.
So is that Mashiach or that's Dawud Amis? Which one am I using?
The Mashiach is a Maisa that's bringing about the Kenyan of Dawud Amis. You're being Moshech the animal into the Mishisar Rabbim. The Kenyan is Kenyan Dawud Amis because Dawud Amis, according to the first day, as a Kenyan, it works in Mishisar Rabbim. and you brought about that kenyan with your mishicha. So you did a ma'isa geneva. The mishicha, according to the Ksais, there's two requirements to be chayav for geneva. You need a chalos kenyan, and you need a ma'isa geneva. So by according to the first day, the chalos kenyan is done with the kenyan of David Amis, Rosh Hashanah. The ma'isa geneva is a ma'isa of bringing it into Rosh Hashanah.
And by hefker, I'm just saying by hefker.
By where was hefker?
By hefker, do I need a ma'isa kenyan?
By hefker, you need a ma'isa kenyan. You don't need a ma'isa kenyan. You need a kenyan David Amis. You don't need a ma'isa geneva, so you don't need a mashicha. Hefker, even if it fell into the chatzer, you'd be kinder.
So why is geneva worse than that by simta?
One thing, so he's saying, because by geneva, he's saying, by geneva, the Ksai says there's two things you need. You need a kinyan, and you need a ma'isa geneva, because it's an aveira. Geneva needs the aveira that you did a ma'isa. So you need a ma'isa. Kinyan, hefker, doesn't need a ma'isa. So by simta, if you want to be kind of with the kinyan of simta, but there you need a ma'isa geneva. The ma'isa.
Where did we get this aveira? This I'm saying.
That's what the Ksai says. Ksai brings a raya from Rashi that if something fell into your the wind blew my friend's object into my chatzar. I have a walled-in chatzar, chatzar mishtameres, and the wind is a hurricane. They were in Florida. And the hurricane brings something of my friend into my chatzar. And now I see, oh, good, my friend sings in my chatzar. I'll say, I want to be zeicha, tiskeni chatzari. So he brings a raya from Rashi, you're not chaya for geneva. It would be a hefker, it would be an aveda, and you would be kaina. But geneva, you're not kaina. He says the reason is because by geneva, besides a kinyan, you also need a ma'isa geneva. That's what the Ksai says, medayik from Rashi. That by geneva, you need two things. You need a kinyan, and you need a ma'isa geneva. So if the object would have just been Rosh Hashanah, that wouldn't be good enough because you need the blew in by itself, that wouldn't help you because you need a ma'isa geneva. The ma'isa geneva is a mashicha. Okay, so the mashicha is that you pull that into the Rosh Hashanah. So that's fine. But he says by symptom of Meda, there's no relevance in the kinyan because who cares if there's a kinyan, if David Amis is a kinyan, because the same ma'isa, which can be the ma'isa geneva, will also bevas achas be the ma'isa kinyan because the mashicha will be both. Because Mashiach in a simta is a ma'isa geneva and a ma'isa kinyan.
And David Amos would not work in a simta because there's no ma'isa kinyan?
It would work. And if David Amos without a ma'isa kinyan won't work for geneva, with a ma'isa kinyan it works, but you don't need it. He's saying it's not, if you have a ma'isa kinyan, a ma'isa geneva, so that if you don't have a ma'isa geneva, then David Amos will not work for geneva and a simta because you're missing one of the ingredients of ma'isa of geneva. Geneva needs a ma'isa geneva. So the fact that you have a David Amos of a simta, the wind blew your friend's object into your David Amos of simta, that's nothing because there's no ma'isa geneva.
Rebbe said by chatzar. Right, if I close the door according to Ksais, right, that's called a ma'isa geneva, right? But that's not a ma'isa kinyan, normal. It's not a ma'isa kinyan, is it?
Ma'isa geneva.
That's right. A ma'isa geneva. So let's say in the Dalai Lama's Luyit, so I just closed off the Dalai Lama's. I didn't do Mashiach, I closed it off. That's a ma'isa geneva, not a ma'isa kinyan.
Right, but the Ksais uses his lotion that's not shy of such a thing as closing off the Dalai Lama's in a symptom. He says, and the question is, why? That's maybe an interesting shayla. But the Ksai says, Beferish, in the Ksai, we get the Ksai's exhaustion. He says, the Norba Fanaha, Lo Shayach Besimta. You can't do Norba Fanaha by a Simta. Now, I don't know if that's because, okay, well, I have to know why not. But he's saying it's not, I assume it's because. I'm not sure why not. There's two possibilities you can say why not. You could say because in Metzias it doesn't do anything, because no, you can't have private property, you can't lock people out of a simta. But I think it means because it's totally irrelevant. In other words, since Daud Amis is kind of without the Noba Faneha, so that even if you could do a Noba Faneha, even if you could build the fence around yourself, it has no relevance. And therefore, it's only a Maisa Geneva, Noba Faneha, if it has relevance. Oh, well, okay, we'll see. I'm jumping the gun. But the Ksai says it's not Shach Noba Faneha and it's Simta. And we'll have to see why not. The Shach the Shaina. Why not?
I really agree that if there's a Daud Amis and a Simta, right, somehow, and Noba Faneha, right, or some kind of closing off was a mice without a Kenyan, that would be a reason.
But the Ksai says Beferish, that he says Beferish, the Noba Faneha lo Shach for Simta. He said the fair. Now you want to know why is that no shaya? He doesn't tell you. That's up to the Hesber.
So let me be very careful. My question is, is there such a thing called a Maisa Geneva without a Maisa Kenyan?
Yes.
So why can't I do something over
because
there?
There is no Metzias.
A person can have a mind to do a Kenyan, not be quiet with that Kenyan. Let's see, does Mashiach. He says, I don't want to be kind of with this.
No, you can't have a mind, you don't be kind of. Then every guy.
Not with that Kenyan. I have a mind with a different Kenyan.
I don't know. You can't, your das doesn't make a difference by Geneva. You're kind of about Korcho by Geneva.
Specific Kenyan?
That makes no difference. You're kind of without you. Yes. Makes no difference. It makes no difference what your das is. Geneva doesn't need your das. So the Ksai says that there's no such thing as Noba Faneha. So Memeda, you have to do the Mashiach. And you have to do the Mashiach. So you have to do a Mashiach to have a Maisa Geneva. And maybe if you did the Mashiach, so you're kind of a Mashiach. If you didn't do a Mashiach, so there's no Maisa Geneva. That's excise.
Well, somebody else does it with me.
There's no Kenyan Chatzar, in other words? When he says when you can't use Noba Faneha, is he saying there's no Chatzar Mishtameris?
He's saying that it's not, there could be a Kenyan Chatzar, but there's no, why shouldn't there be a Kenyan Chatzar?
Okay, so.
But the Noba Faneha, he says there's no such thing as Noba Faneha. You want to know why does he say there's no such thing as Noba Faneha?
Where did you get that from? Right.
Okay, so it depends how you read the Ksai. Some people read it. There's a different svaras. I'll tell you all. That's a $1 million shayla. Why does the Ksai say there's no Noba Faneha by a simta? The simple reading is because simtas are not private property and you're not allowed to put a Noba Faneha. You can't build a fence around your simta. You're only allowed to use it temporarily. You're not allowed, you can't use it permanently. You're not allowed to go ahead and build a house in a simta. You know, you're going to buy, people that build houses in public parks. You know, that's a common thing.
Trailer parks.
Yeah, but I don't mean trailer parks, not trailer parks. It's public.
Squatters.
Yeah, now you have a public park, and it's public park. You know, there's a park. So the park is made for everybody to use. So good, I'll use it. I'll build my house here. So you can't do that. So a park is made for temporary usage, but not for permanent usage. So Pashup Shad and Ksai says that you're not allowed to lock up a simta. If you lock up a simta, they'll call the police and break the door down. So there's no such mitzias and Noba Faneha by a simta. That's a simple shot. I suspect that that's not the right shot, but we'll make life simple. The simple shot is there's no mitzias. If you're a Noba Faneha, that's not a Noba Faneha because they're going to knock it, the police will come and knock it down. So you can't do a Noba Faneha. So therefore, he's saying that the only what you have to do a Mashiach, to do a Maisa Geneva, and Memeida, you're kind of with the Mashiach. That's excites. Comes along the Nesivis and says, there's other forms of Maisa Geneva that you can do in a simta. He says, if you look at the Nesivis, we sent you a photocopy. The Nesivis says a little shortening on the Nesivis. So he says, Utmu and Varev, two lines from the bottom. It's only the Hogambi Dawad Amis, Mishkaka Soshatasa Maisa, Shotena Chusa Dawad Amis, Kigon Shikoshra, Notofsa Shiadayim, Oshiniach Avonim Bitsoiris of Aneho, Shotosis Mimikaimo, Ude Indian Avi, okay, I don't know if that's it. But in other words, he says, you could go ahead and do a Maisa Geneva. Let's say the animal walked in by itself. You didn't do a meshicha. And then you tie it down. You take a rope and you tie it down to the place, your Dawad Amis. So you tie it to your Dawad Amis. You knock it in, you nail it down to your Dawad Amis. So you're doing a Maisa Geneva by nailing it into your Dawad Amis. And it's not a Maisa Kinyan because not a meshicha. And you have a, and there is a Maisa Geneva, but you still have a Kinyan and you need the fact that Dawad Amis is kindness. So he doesn't understand the Xais. The Xais says, and Rishus Arabim, there's an Afkamina because Rishus Arabim, there's an Afkamina because you do a Meshicha to bring it in. The Meshicha is not a Kinyan. And the, you need the Kinyan of Dawad Amis. He said you can have the same thing in a simta. Instead of bringing it in, it came in by itself. The animal walked into your Dawad Amis by itself. You didn't bring it in, so there's no Meshicha. So there's no Kinyan, no Maisa Kinyan of Meshicha. But you went ahead, once the animal walked in, you roped it up and tied it down. So that's a Maisa Geneva. But now you need a Kinyan. So the Kinyan is Dawad Amis of Simta. So that's an Nesivis.
What's the Kinyan of tying it down?
There is no Kinyan. That's precisely the point. Tying it down is not a Kinyan.
What's the Maisa Geneva of tying something down?
You tied it down. Now the Bidem can't get his object. You tied the object. You tied it up. The Bidem can't get to it. It's tied up.
He can't get to it? Could he get to it? He can't get to it.
He's tied up in your Dawad Amis.
So that's, I can go get to it. Yes, I have access to it.
That's he's saying that's a Maisa Geneva. This is what the Nesivis are saying.
That's a Maisa Geneva. I'm just asking.
Because now the Bidem can't, the animal was walking around freely. Now I tied the animal to this spot. So the Bidem don't have the animal. The animal.
It might be Seda on Shabbos, but that's not a Maisa.
Okay, but that's what he's saying to the Nesivis.
Okay.
And then the Nesivis says that you went ahead and you tied up the animal. So this is your Maisa Geneva. Because it's now the Bidem don't have the animal. And if you need a Kinyan, the Kinyan will be Simta. So Mameda, he says, excise is Tamua. Okay. So the question is $1 million Shaida is. The Nesivis, he said, this is like such a davar pashut. He says, "Utmuin varet." So a guy with Dawad Amis, Mishkacha, Mina Maisa, Shosa Maisa, Shodele Chosa Dawad Amis. So the Shaila, now obviously the Ksais thought of that too. And I assume that's all included in what the Ksais said, that you can't do Noah b'fanel, you know. That's probably included in the Ksais's words. So the Shaida is, what is Ksais hold? What is the Machloikas, Ksais and the Nesivis? So I agree, the structure, I agree with you, Shmuel. So the structure is that the Ksais hold that this is not a Maisa Geneva. But the question is, why not? Why does the Nesivis say that this is a Maisa Geneva? And the Ksais says it's not a Maisa Geneva. So you say, well, because the Bidem can walk in into the Simta and take it back. Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe. But it's like, it's a funny machlekes. Okay, so.
Just one more step. Is there such a thing, maybe it's supposed to around, I don't know exactly, is that even according to this man number that there is such a thing as geneva on that luyat sur, right? We wouldn't allow the geneva to happen and then we throw underneath him is dalat amas. In other words, what comes first, the dalat amas or the geneva? Because you wouldn't say to get that step, the mehechi tesi was, you know, is that we would first allow the maisa geneva and then the kinyan. If you have dalat amas, so fine, but you can't have this like the animal came in and now I give my dalat amas to make a kinyan. Because we're creating a kinyan. So the guy can do the maisa, now we give him the floor.
That's a machlokes, whether this dalat amas by geneva. But the Rosh is trying to prove that there is not a dalat amas by geneva. The Kippurah Charifta is asking, why is that relevant? So it's a shock. So he's saying it's not relevant. And the Siva is saying it is. So let's stick to this machlaikas. It's a very interesting machlaikas. So we have a machlaikas, the Ksais and the Sivas. Everybody agrees that you need for Geneva two parts. You need a Maisa Geneva and you need a Kinyan Geneva. The shayla is, are you yotzi or maisa geneva with the fact that you tied up the animal that it can't go out of the dalat amas? So the ksivas hold as a davar pashut that of course it's a maisa geneva. You tied up the animal. You tied up the animal. You so now it's a for sure that's a maisa geneva. And apparently the ksivas holds it's not a maisa geneva. Okay. So that's what we're holding. So what's the pshat in the machlokes?
You have to have das lignai.
You don't have to have das lignai. Geneva doesn't.
If I somebody's object, I don't know, it's going around, and I hold it down like that, you're over geneva.
Okay, but you know it's the other guy's object. We're talking about when you know.
Why is it a meisa geneva? I'm just asking. Why is it a meisa geneva to hold down?
Because you're stopping the other guy to get his object.
How do I prevent it? Okay, fine. We're back to that. I don't have that. Okay.
Okay. All right, anyway, so we're trying to explain what the machlokes is. So did you people see the Rav Scheinberg, the person that's Milui Choshen, he quotes a Tabas Shochan. Yeah. What?
I think they quote him different ways here.
Okay, I mean, I sent you a photocopy of the Milui
Choshen. I have it.
I don't know, I know, the truth is, all our sperm in Miami are all messed up. You know, not all, but a lot of them. We're doing renovations. So the building, we're in turmoil. So I don't have a Dabas HaChoshen now. But he quotes it. So he quotes it. Very nice machlokes. He says that the machlokes is what constitutes a Maisa Geneva. There's a Maisa Geneva that you stole it physically, or a Maisa Geneva that you stole it halachically, right? Now there's a God of steals the object two ways. He steals it physically because he makes a, physically the Nigzal can't get it, but that's only Mazik, that's not Geneva. But he also makes a Kinyan. The difference between a God of and a Mazik is that a mazik is just, I cause you a hezek. A ganav, not only did I cause you a hezek, but I took your object, which means I don't just take it, I get a kinyan in it. I get a kinyan geneva.
So you need a maisa kinyan then?
What?
Then you need a maisa kinyan.
You definitely need a maisa kinyan, but the question is, what is a maisa geneva? So it's the way he's calling Rav Scheinberg, it seems, is that he wants to say that the Maisa Geneva is a Maisa that helps to have the Kinyan. In other words, especially the way that Biur Miyunim says it, which I think it sounds very good. He wants to say that the Machlokes and Bekiyas between the Ksais and the Sivas, what role does the Kinyan play? What is the definition of Geneva? Where does the Kinyan come in? Does the Kinyan come in before or after? Right? Now the Nesiva says that first you're Gainate. You're gaineve. The gaineva means that you physically took his object. There's no kinyan, because how he should be kaina. You get then, since you stole, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a kinyan gaineva. The kinyan gaineva is a punishment for the ganav, because now that the god, the kinyan of gaineva is bad for the ganav, because now he has to pay. If there wouldn't be a kinyan gaineva, he wouldn't have to pay, right? That's clear in the Gemara, that if there's no kinyan gaineva, then the ganav does not have to pay if it breaks. So
is he mechaving for gaineva?
Mechaving to be kinyan, but the kinyan gaineva is, according to the mesivas, is a punishment. So first you do the gaineva, and then you get the kinyan gaineva as a punishment. So the gaineva is not making the kinyan. The gaineva, the avera of gaineva is physically taking away your friend's object and taking it for yourself. That's the avera of zeta, according to the Nesivis. Now that you did an avera of zeta, therefore the Torah punishes you to give you a kinyan. So the kinyan is not part of the avera of zeta. So when you want to know what's a maisig zeta, the Maisa Gzeira is a Maisa which causes your friend not to have his object. But the Ksai says that the Kinyan is not bad for the Ganav. The Kinyan is good for the Ganav. Kinyan is what gives the Ganav is good for him. He's the kind of Yish, Shashin, and Rishus. And that's part of the Ganeva. Part of the Ganeva is that not only did I take away your object physically, but I even was kind of your object. So the fact that I'm kind of your object is part of the Avera. According to the Ksais, the Avera of Geneva is that I went ahead and I was kind of your object. And I didn't only take it away physically. But physically, you'll break my door down and you'll take it back. But I was kind of halachically. I was kind of, I get a certain halachic kinyan in it. You can't be makdashed. Zeta v'sheina shalov, zeta v'sheina reshuso. I believe the Ksai says that if you, an aveda, you could be makdash. But a geneva, you can't be makdash because the ganav has a kinyan in it. So the ganav's kinyan takes away partially the bitus of the bitum. Even before Yish and Shina reshus. So there's the Maisa Geneva, there's a Machlokes Ksais and Nesivis. What's a Maisa? How do you do a Maisa Geneva? What are you stealing? Are you stealing the physical object or are you stealing the kinyan of the object? According to Nesivis, the Geneva is that you stole the physical object. Physically, I took the object out of his reshuts. According to the Ksais, the Geneva is that I was halachically kind of your object. So Mimele, Rav Scheinberg says, they quote this, I saw that also somebody, Bekiyasev, said Rav Yoshev says the same thing, that there's a machloikas, what will be considered the Maisa Geneva? According to the Nesivis, a Maisa Geneva is all you have to do for a Maisa Geneva is to make it physically out of in your rishos and out of his rishos. So you tie it up physically, he can't get to it. Physically, I got it. That's a Maisa Geneva. But then the sites will say tying it up doesn't have any ramifications as far as kinyan. The Maisa Geneva has to do a Maisa that will help bring about a kinyan. So I know if I'm making it a chutzar mishtameres, I'm helping bring about a kinyan. So there, that's a maisa geneva. But if I stop, go ahead and tie it up, that's not a maisa. Mishicha would be a maisa geneva because it's also a maisa kinyan. But doing a maisa, which is a maisa, there's no such thing as a maisa geneva, which has no connection to the Maisa Kinyan, according to the Ksais. That's what Rav Scheinberg wants to say in the Machloikas. Sounds like a very, very big Machloikas, but it comes, it's like Tully on their Havana of what What's considered stealing?
What happens when I do the Ma'aseh Geneva, according to Nesivos?
What?
What happens when I do the Ma'aseh Geneva, according to Nesivos?
In order to Nesivos, when you do a Ma'aseh Geneva, you're over an Avera of Lo Sigzo. Now that you're over an Avera of Lo Sigzo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you. You know what he does to you as a punishment? He gives you a Kinyan Geneva. The Kinyan Geneva is a result of being over on the Avera of Lo Sigzo.
Why is there no Kimei Derabbanim? It's just a Rabbin.
What?
Why is there no Kimei Derabbanim? It's just a Rabbin. According to the Sivis, I have a Ma'aseh Gezeila, right? And I brought it out on Shabbos. I don't have Da'at Amos, but I have a Ma'aseh
Gezeila. You didn't get the Kinyan.
I don't need the Kinyan. I just had a Ma'aseh Gezeila.
No, there's no Kinyan. You have to have a Ma'aseh Kinyan.
According to the Sivis, I have my Meshicha.
No, right. there's no Mashiach is not Kainan Rishas Arabim.
You're saying that you need once you do a Ma'aseh Geneva, the next step that is a Kinyan will make a Kinyan, but you still need.
Why am I over Lo Sigzol?
The Lo Sigzol is a Davera, but after that, and because of that, you're going to get the Kinyan, but to get that Kinyan, you still need a Ma'aseh Kinyan.
So I'm not over anything, I am over something.
Maybe you are, Roger, but there's no Tashlumim. The Tashlumim come because of the Kinyan. According to this, everyone agrees that the Tashlumim is contingent on the Kinyan. The Tashlumim is on the Kinyan, but the especially required in the Nesivos for sure. So the Nesivos is learning that the Kinyan is a punishment, guva, to make you have to pay.
This form of Einish is not written in Rav Scheinberg.
Yeah, okay, that's written in the Be'er Miyun. That's what I said. I combined the two. That the it's in Lamed Dawid and the Ksais and the Nesivos over there. They have a big machlekes, but the Nesivos, they argue whether the Kinyan is before the fact or after the fact.
Uh-huh.
And the Ksais learns that the Nesivos learns that the Kinyan is only first, you do a Geneva. You're over at Lo Sigzo. There's no punishment. No, you're over at Lo Sigzo. You did an Aveira. Now, because you were a bad person, you were over at Lo Sigzo, Hashem punishes you. What's the punishment? That if you do a Ma'aseh Kinyan, you're kaineh bal karcho, even without das. You don't even want to be kaineh. But the Torah forces the Kinyan on the ganav. And now that you're kaineh, you got to pay for it. It's like you go into a store, you know, it's like, according to the Sivis, it's the same if you're Ma'anes a girl. So the din is a Ma'anes a girl, what's the punishment? That you have to stay married to her. So, you know, that's one of the punishments. So you go into a store and you steal something. So the punishment is that buddy, you just bought a $10,000 suit and now you have to pay for it, right? That's the punishment. The punishment is that you have to pay because we view it as if you bought it. You know, there's you run into a store and you grab off the rack a $10,000 suit and then you run out and it gets slightly dirty in the mud, whatever, and then they catch you. So the Geneva is when you grabbed it off the rack. But the punishment is that you were kinda because you made a Kinyan, according to the Sivis, and now you're going to have to pay for the suit because you're kinda. If you're kind of the suit, you got to pay for it. So according to Nesivos, the Kinyan is not part of the Avera of Geneva. The Kinyan is part of the punishment for the Avera. Now you need a Ma'aseh Kinyan or else you can't be Kinyan. But without the punishment, you wouldn't be Kinyan because you don't have Das to be Kinyan. So the punishment is that even though you don't have Das to be Kinyan, you're Kinyan with the Ma'aseh Kinyan.
Isn't that a good reason why Chazal wouldn't misakin Geneva?
What?
Maybe that's a good reason why Chazal wouldn't misakin Da'at Amos to be kaina in order to punish the guy. You know, he did a maisa, but I'm gonna machadish a maisa in order to punish the guy.
Okay, that could be. Maybe yes, maybe not. But we're not denying that we have svaras why they're not misakin Da'at Amos. We don't need more svaras. Okay.
What is Ksais hold?
But one second. So according to the Sivis, therefore the Ma'aseh Geneva has nothing to do with the Kinyan because the Kinyan is only after you stole. So the Sivis is right that all you have to do is tie it up, and that's a Maisa Geneva. So you tie it up, you did a Maisa Geneva, now you're right. It's in the Simta, you'll be kind of a Dawud Amis. But the way the Rav Scheinberg learns Exais, and it is because Exais is Shitaso, and Lamed Dawud says that the fact that you were, if I'm, the essence, what makes Geneva different than Mazik? The difference between Geneva and Mazik is that I don't just take it away from you. I take away your bias, and I take your bias to myself. Otherwise, if I just, so the Kenyan is an essential part of the Geneva. The Avera of Lo Sigzo, part of the Avera of Lo Sigzo is the fact that you're making the Kenyan. So it's not, the Kenyan is not after the fact. The Kenyan is part of the Geneva.
That's, you need das for that.
That is the Geneva. The Geneva is.
But does he have das to be coined as an object to himself?
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's what he wants to say.
I think the Ksai says that you really do have das, because I think the Ksai says that the God of wants the object, that's called das to be koined.
Well, the Chidush.
What?
This is a fundamental machlokus between the Nesivus and Ksos.
Right.
Whether you have das.
Right, because Ksos all that's called das, because you want it for yourself. That's my definition called das.
You send us this Mar Malkum over here. He says, according to the Ksos, you have to have das to be kind of the King Geneva.
Okay, but you have it. He says you always have it.
I don't know if he says that. That's automatic.
Yeah, I think that's what the Ksais is saying. That you want that every guy, otherwise every god will say, I don't have das. He always has das.
And the Nesiva says you don't have to have das.
You don't have to have das, because you don't. According to Nesiva, the Kenyan is a punishment. According to the Ksais, the Kenyan is part of the Geneva. So
did Rebbe say whether he has daiti? In the Kenyan, in the after Rav Scheinberg, he quotes after Rav Scheinberg.
What?
The way he quotes it here is that maybe the machlokes and the sefer and the ksos the mistoma ein hagazan nechavin liknos. That's in the sefer.
That's in the sefer. Okay.
Right, and then he says when it comes to the ksos, shagazan nechavin liknos.
Yeah. Okay. But I think okay. I don't know. But that's a simon, not a siba. That shows that the sefer holds that the kinyan is not. No, he's not saying siba. That's how the sefer proves his point. The sefer says you can't say the geneva is because he was kaina, because he wasn't mechaving the klos. So he shouldn't be kaina. It works backwards. He's working backwards in the Nesivus. The Nesivus says that Mestama the Ganav is not mechaving Niklos. So that means that you're not mechayev the Ganav for being kaina, because he didn't want to be kaina.
Right.
So it has to be that the Kenyan is a punishment. That's how the Nesivus knows.
It works together.
That's how he knows that the Kenyan is a punishment, because the chain sovereign, the right guy got about that. You also might say Kenyan. You can't say that he's higher for making a Kenyan, because he doesn't want to make a Kenyan. That's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to steal, he's not trying to make a Kenyan. But the Ksais who holds that he is mechaving Niklos, so you could say that he's being higher for making the Kenyan. That's whether or not mechaving Niklos is a simon on what we're mechayev the Ghana for. They're working backwards. But anyway, but let's say here.
According to the Biurim over here that you sent us, he's saying this is my own deher, my own shot, different than Rabbi Scheinberg.
Okay,
You're merging it all together.
Yes, I like, that's right. So we're saying like this, that according to, but we're saying it sounds very good.
A little bit's a lot to argue with the Biurim.
It comes out very nicely that according to the Ksais, the Maisa Geneva is that I'm making a Kenyan. So you're only a Maisa Geneva if the Maisa Geneva helps for the Kinyan. In this case, the Maisa Geneva doesn't help an iota for the Kinyan. You're tying it up. So what? You tie it up. That doesn't make a Kinyan. Dawid Amis you have without the tying up. So what is it? It's Omayr of an Omorid. The fact that you tied it up. According to the Nesivis, the Maisa Geneva is that you're taking it away from the Bidem. So when you tied it up, you took it away from the Bidem. Now it's more taken away from the Bidem. The Bidem doesn't get it. So it's very good.
There's no machlokes about tying it up, or there is a machlokes about tying it up?
There is a machlokes about this Rav Scheinberg already said. The Ksais obviously holds that tying it up is not a Maisa. The Nesivis says the Farish that tying it up is a Maisa Geneva. The Ksais obviously holds that tying it up is not a Maisa Geneva. That's clear.
How can they argue about that?
Well, why can't they argue about that?
That's not a machlokes. I'm saying it's usually like that with it.
That's what they are, but they're tying it up.
There's no case to ignore the mentions.
What?
That's what Rav Scheinberg says as they're arguing about. The Ksai says that it's only a Maisa Geneva if I help bring about the Kinyan. And the Ksai says you have to have a Maisa Geneva, you have to get involved in the Kinyan. And the Nesiva says you don't have to get involved in the Kinyan, you just have to get involved in the physical, right? What that thing, are you stealing the physical or stealing the bitus? The Ksai says it's only a Maisa Geneva if you did a Maisa that helps you get the Kinyan, because it helps you get the bitus. Well, the Siva says a Maisa Geneva is to help you get the bitus. So I'm just adding Hesber, which I think is a very nice Hesber, because they're really arguing what's the Geneva. What's the definition of Geneva? The Nesiva says the Ganav is not interested in the Kinyan. So you're not chayiv him for taking Kinyan. He doesn't even want the Kinyan. He's not trying to make a Kinyan. The Nesiva says all the Ganav wants is the object. So Nesiva says the definition of Geneva is taking his object. So therefore, when you tie it up, you did Geneva. You took his object. So that's a real Maisa Geneva. While the Ksais says, Fakir, the guy wants a Kinyan. And that's the Geneva. The Geneva is that you took a Kinyan and the other guy's Nechasim. That's Guva the Kinyan. That's the Geneva. That's the Avla. So if you tied it up, you didn't do a Maisa Geneva. Maybe you did a Maisa Mazik. You did a Grama. But that's not the Avla of Geneva. The Avla of Geneva, according to the Ksais, is that when you go ahead and you're kind of the other guy's object. It's very, very logical. So it's a very logical machlokes. It's a
machlokes whether or not somebody wants to make a Kenyan or not. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Somebody wants, we go to the Das of the Ganef, we ask the Ganef, or do we want to make a Kenyan?
That he quotes, I'm not responding to that. That apparently is the Farish. The Nesivis is saying that Be'etzem, he doesn't want the Kinyan. The Kinyan brings about, the Kinyan brings advantages and disadvantages. It's not so clear whether you want it or not. You know, there are minus of having the Kinyan, because you're kind of Be'yish and Shina Rishos, etc. And there are Chisrinus. The Kinyan brings the Chiyuv Tashlumim. So the Nesiva says the guy doesn't want the Kinyan. The Kinyan is bad. He just wants to use it. He doesn't need to be kinder. What does he care to be kinder or not? Again, I think the Nesivis is a pashtus. He's not interested in being kinder. He just wants to use. He wants to take your car for a joyride. He wants to use your car. He doesn't need to own the car. He just wants to use your car. Let it be your car. He doesn't care if it's your car as long as he gets to drive it. So according to Nesivis, a Ganav is not interested in the Kinyan. The Kinyan makes trouble for him. The Kinyan is going to make Chiyav Tashlumim. He just wants the object to be able to use. So the Geneva is taking the object. That's all he's trying to do. That's the Avera. That's what he's Chaya for. And that's it. According to the Ksais, that's not real. That's Mazik. That's not Geneva. I go to your field house and I put a lock on it. We had that in Baba Kama. That's not Geneva. If I kick you out of your chutzner and I lock the door, that's mazik. And it's only a grama. But it's not Geneva. The Geneva is if I tie up your object that you can't have it, I'm a mazik. I'm not a ganav. Geneva is that I take it for myself. So the Ksai says taking for myself means that I want to be kainet. I want it to be mine. I'm happy with the Kenyan Geneva. I want that Kenyan Geneva. I want it to be mine. That's the Geneva. So Mimeda, the Maisa Geneva, has to be that you're doing something which is going to help bring about the Kenyan. So it's very nice. Everyone says she does some. And that's probably what the Ksais meant. When the Ksais says you can't clothe the Norba front of in a simta, he's saying because it don't do nothing. It's a meaningless action.
So when we say in vernacular, you break it, you buy it, that's really not true. It's not Geneva, it's a hezek.
If you beg it, you buy it.
Like I say, if you're in a store, if you break it, if you drop, you break it, you buy it. Yeah,
okay, so that would be the nesivus, that because you stole it, therefore you bought it. But first, we're upset with you that you broke it. Now that you broke it, so we punish you that you bought it. So that's sort of what the nesivus is saying. We're upset with you that you stole it. Because you stole it, we make it that you bought it. But the buying is after the fact. It's not right. You know, this we're not punishing you because you bought it. But care, the buying, when you say you break it, you bought it, the bought it is the punishment. You're not punishing you because you bought it. We're punishing you because you broke it. The way we punish you is that we say you bought it. So that's how the Nesivus learns all Geneva. You had no intention to be kind of. You
that's saying according to the Ksais, that just hezek, it's not Geneva.
Right, okay. Right, according to the Nesivus, you took it. Now you're over Geneva. You know what we're going to do? We're going to say, you stole it, you bought it. But you can't.
So according to the Nesivus, is there Adam HaMazik? Is there Adam HaMazik, or it all becomes Geneva?
I know, because this is a form. Geneva is a type of Mazik. It's a special type of Mazik called Geneva.
Is there a type of Mazik which is not Geneva, according to the Nesivus?
I know there is, of course. If I just put a line, if I broke it without intention to take it for myself, to use it for myself, that would be mazik. The Gordon Asivis, the Geneva is different than mazik because you're planning on using it for yourself. But you don't need the fact that you're planning to be kainah for yourself. I mean, it's a very machlekes. You have to look, if you really want to, I don't have the page to look in the, you know, I think in Lamed Daled, it says here in the Madura Basra, those who know, we don't have a Sibra here anymore, but there was an amazing thing that Rishiva had I told you this last year, Rishiva had a pupus share on Lamed Daled. There's excites in the Sivas. And the Rishiva, I remember, the Rishiva always used a certain, you know, they used a standard in the Sivas. And then they came out, you know, with a new print. I don't know if it's a new print in Shulchan Aruch or the Rishi never saw it, but there's a Nesivus in the Ksais, the Nesivus on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. And it actually had different words than the Nesivus in the Sefer, Nesivus HaMishpat. So we discovered that there are the Nesivus wrote two Maduras of his Sefer. He wrote a Madura of his Sefer. First he wrote the first thing, what happened? First the Nesivus wrote a Sefer. That's a separate Sefer. Then the Ksais wrote the Ksais and the Ksais attacked the Nesivus. And then
First came the Ksais.
Oh, sorry.
Then the Nesivus wrote on the Nesivus, and then it was Meshavim Nesivus.
Oh, I got backwards. You're right. And then first came the Ksais. You're right. Thank you. First came the Ksais. Nesivus wrote a Sefer. Then the Meshavim and Nesivus excites defend himself. And then apparently the Nesivus on the first like 100 simonim or so rewrote the Nesivus to answer the Ksais' defense. So we have two versions of the Nesivus, and only in the first like, I don't know, 50, 60 simonim. So that's why it says here.
Remember once your Rebbe had with us, I think it must have been in, Gitin, maybe, that we had like a Ksais 1, Ksais 2, Nesivus 1, Nesivus 2. We had like a Xerox copy.
Which is the final Nesivus? Sefer or the one on the Shulchan Aruch?
Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. And the newfangled Shulchan Aruch, they have both Nesivuses in the Shulchan Aruch, the old and the new. In the new fancy Shulchan Aruch.
Why keep the old one if the new one is supposed to be the latest version?
Because it's very fascinating. You see the development of the thought where the Nesiva said one thing and then the Ksais, attacked him and then he changed because of the Ksais' attacks. It's very fascinating how you see the development.
This Xerox copy the Rebbe gave us is just the newer Nesivus when it says because on the Shulchan Aruch.
But I don't think there is no later. There are no two Nesivuses on this far. This is Reish. The only two Nesivuses on like the first 50 or so Simanim. Apparently the Nesivus never saw the later. I don't know if he did or we only have early, but it says here in the Sefer. Lamed Dawid, Madura Basra. In other words, the Lamed Dawid, the Ksais, the Nesivus wrote a Madura Basra.
Maybe the story is that the Nesivus was wealthy and the Ksais was poor, and that the Ksais couldn't publish Meshayv Nesivus, and the Nesivus paid for the publishing of Meshayv Nesivus.
Okay.
The Nesivus had money, and he paid for the publishing of the Meshayv Nesivus that was against him.
Okay, it could be. There's a lot of stories about it. It is very lemaisa. It seems. I mean, all the stories that the Nesivus was much more of a famous person than the Ksais, but in Europe, but for some whatever reason, the Ksais was more mekubal. I have a recollection. I don't know if this is true. I shouldn't say it because I'm not remembering it's true, but I think the world goes with the Ksais, not with the Nesivus so much. Right? The Ksais is everyone quotes the Ksais. People don't quote the Nesivus as much. But I have a
I heard that Psak Halacha usually follows the Nesivus.
Right, that could be. That's what I heard, something like that. I heard that the Chazon Ish said that he goes with the Nesivus also over the Ksais.
And I heard the Pshat was because the Nesivus tries to make the Machlekes of Rishonim closer together, not as radical as the Ksais.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
It was more of a unifier.
Who told you that, Sean?
I don't know. I once heard it a while ago.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't hear that, Sean. But I did hear from Rav Shia also. He said, the Chazon Ish said, I think he said that we follow the Derech of the, I don't know the difference between the Derech of the Ksais and the Sivis. But he said that they had a Machlekes in Derech and that we follow the Derech of the Nesivis more than the Ksais. But I don't think so. The world is excited. But anyway,
this would be such a huge machlokes. Like, there's no case in Shas that can answer which one of them. Like, we're going. Like, I think Shmuel was kind of alluding to that. Like it seems so too big to not have like a case.
Okay. Anyway, that's what it comes. So it comes out. It comes out of the Maisa. Just getting back here, where it's pretty befairish that there's a machlokes excites in the Sivis. Is whether tying an animal down is a maisa geneva. The Nesivus says beferish it is, and the fact that the Ksais asks his kasha implies that he holds it's not a maisa geneva. So where Rav Scheinberg explains it is because this Rav Scheinberg definitely does say is that because the Ksais holds that a maisa geneva has to get involved in the kinyan. You gotta physical is not enough for Maisa Geneva. The Ksais holds that a Maisa Geneva, you have to affect the Kinyan. The Nesivus says that even if you do affect the object without the Kinyan, it's a Maisa Geneva. So it is a very Yisaitistic Machlokes, but that's Rav Scheinberg. And apparently there is no case of a Maisa Geneva that's not affects the Kinyan.
What's the Biurim adding on top of Rav Scheinberg?
Hiram is adding the Havana, the reason why, as Rav Scheinberg just says that they argue, does the Maisa Geneva have to affect the Kinyan or just the object? The Hiram is saying it because of the Shitosim, because the Nesivus says that the whole Geneva is that you stole the object, because the Kinyan isn't that you're not Chayef, The kinyan is a punishment. The kinyan is not, you didn't steal, you're not chayav for stealing the kinyan. Forget it. The kinyan came after the fact. So there's no reason why the ma'ase geneva has to have a kinyan, because that's not what you're chayav for.
So the side of the machlokes is, the side of the machlokes being whether or not it's a punishment or whether he wants it. That's
whether the machlokes is, what are you stealing? Are you stealing the object physically or stealing the object halachically? That's what you say, the machlokes.
So he says halachically.
If you're right, if you, the Siva says the geneva is physical, therefore the ma'ase geneva is tying up the animal. The Ksai says that Ma'isa Geneva is halachically being kaina. That's the icing on the cake. That's what makes it a real Geneva. And Meva, if I didn't go ahead and if I didn't, if that's the icing on the cake, so you have to have a kinyan to be a Ma'isa Geneva.
How does this feed back to our Pupula Charifta?
Because the Pupula Charifta asked the Kasha that there's no case of Simta, of Geneva in a Simta. There's no Nafkamina. According to the Rav Sheshes, there's no Nafkamina. So of Dawud Amis by Geneva. So the question is, the Shach asked the Kasha, why not? The Nafkamina, whether you're kind of with Dawud Amis in a Simta, right? Right, the Gemara, the Rosh proves from the Gemara in Suvis that they weren't misaking Dawud Amis Rishus Rabin in by Ganav. So the Pura Charifta asks, that Gemara is in Rav Sheshes. Very good, it's a proof in Rav Sheshes.
That
Gemara is not in Rav Sheshes, but in Rav Sheshes there's no Nafkamina. So the Shach Asik Kasha, there's a Nafkamina, because just like in Rav Sheshes, you can't be kind of Geneva in Rishus or Rabim, non-Rav Sheshes. So in Rav Sheshes, you won't be kind of Geneva in Simta. So the Ksai said, because in Simta, it's not relevant. Because in Simta, since you need a Maisa Geneva, and the only Maisa Geneva has to be a Meshicha into the Chatzar. So in Memeda, you'll be kind of with the Meshicha. So who cares if Dawud Amis is kind or not? And for the Nesivis, you don't. That you can do a different ma'ase geneva. You can do a ma'ase geneva of tying it up, and then it is relevant if the simta is kinder. Says the Scheinberg that the sizos are tying up is not a ma'ase geneva.
How are you going to tie it up and move it without doing mashicha?
You're not tying up and moving it. You don't move it at all. What happened is, the objects flew in the hurricane. Object in. And now you need a ma'ase geneva. So the Nesiva says you tie it up. You have a ma'ase geneva. You're kind of with a kinyan chatzar of Dawud Amis, and that's why you're chayiv. It'll be simta. That'd be an afkamina and simta.
When does geneva and Dawud Amis come out? When does according to the Ksais, geneva by Dawud Amis come into play?
Never. That's his point. If it would be in Rishus HaRabim, it would come into play. Because you did a ma'ase geneva of Meshicha and the Rishus HaRabim. So you have a ma'ase geneva, but Meshicha and Rishus HaRabim is not a kinyan. And then the kinyan is a Dawud Amis in Rishus HaRabim. But according to Rav Sheshes, that's not kinda, because Tam, there's no Dawud Amis in Rishus HaRabim. And in Simta, it's not relevant, because anyway, since you have to do a Meshicha into the Simta, and once you do the Meshicha into the Simta, you're kind of a Kinyan Meshicha. So that's a Hoke Sosa's point, that there's no relevance. It's irrelevant whether Dawud Amis, according to Rav Sheshes, it's totally irrelevant whether Dawud Amis is kind of like Ganav or not.
Can I do a Maisa according to the Ketzais?
You did a Maisa. Where? In Rishus HaRabim or in Simta?
In Rishus HaRabim. How would I do
Maisa? In Rishus HaRabim, you did a Maisa, but Dawud Rav Sheshes.